Pei sheepishly.
Jericho!
She turned his face back toward hers.
Why would you do that?
Her question irritated him. He didn't like to be questioned, and definitely not over something so personal.
Why do you think?
She glared at him.
Because I'm a bossy hag, and you'd rather be enslaved to a man you hate than deal with me.
That made his anger snap even harder.
You know,
he paused as he realized she was teasing him. His anger turned into aggravation.
You're not funny.
I think I'm hysterical, and I want to hear from you why you would have made such a bargain.
Jericho tried to move past her, but she wouldn't allow it.
She needs to hear it.
She cupped his mouth in her soft hand.
Come on, sweetie. You can say it.
She moved his mouth playfully.
You don't suck, Delphine,
she said in a faked deep voice.
You.
Come on, Jericho. I only bite in the bedroom. You can do this. I know you're not really mute.
But why did he have to say it?
Wasn't it obvious?
What more would he have to do to show her how much she meant to him?
But he knew she wouldn't give him a reprieve. Not until he put into words what she wanted to hear. Because I love you, hag and all.
Hag!
She went for him, but instead of hurting him, she tickled his ribs. Jericho laughed, amazed at her play. No one had ever been so cavalier with him. He caught her against him and kissed her solidly.
Thank you for coming in to back me.
No,
she said, sobering instantly.
Thank you for defending me.
She poked him sharply in the chest.
But don't you ever do that again. I never want you to put yourself at risk on my account.
Why?
She met his gaze, and the sincerity in those hazel eyes scorched him.
Because I love you too, and I couldn't stand being the reason you were hurt or killed.
He lifted his hand to her lips.
Don't worry. I won't ever leave you alone. You get into too much trouble without me.
She growled at him.
Oh, please. I never got into trouble until you.
Uh-huh.
Guys,
Phobos said, sticking his head out of the door.
I hate to interrupt whatever weirdness you two are partaking in, but we have a situation in here you might want to check on.
Frowning, Jericho led the way into the room to find a new group of Skoti. Baffled by their appearance, he looked at Madoc for an explanation.
What's going on?
Madoc held his hands up and shrugged.
We're not sure. They just appeared.
Another burst of light startled them as Nike flashed into the middle of the Skoti. Her back to him, she stood at an awkward angle with her wings drooping. Jericho took a step toward her, then froze as she turned to face him and he met her gaze.
Nike was Galu.
Madoc and Phobos cursed as they manifested swords to attack.
No!
Jericho snarled, shoving them away from her.
She's my sister!
Madoc looked at him as if he were one pint shy of a gallon.
She's infected. She'll kill all of us. I don't care.
She was still his sister. Jericho armored himself before he approached her. Snarling, she came at him like a wild animal, slashing at him with her hands and trying to bite him. Her wings fluttered out, but he managed to catch her from behind and hold her there, even while her wings slapped at him. She screamed and kicked, then tried to headbutt him. Even though he was armored, he could still feel her kicks against his shins.
I need a cage,
he grunted. Delphine made one the size of a small closet, but it was large enough to hold Nike until they could find some way to help her.
Here!
Jericho shoved his sister into it and winced at the sight of her white eyes and serrated teeth. Bubbles foamed from her mouth as she reached through the bars to get to them. Eros and Zarek exchanged a concerned look before they glanced to the Skoti. Eros scratched his chin. I'm thinking we should cage them too before they go Linda Blair on us. One of the younger Skotai stood up. We're infected, but with us is slow acting. Jericho scowled.
What?
They're testing a new venom on us to see if they can infect one of us during a fight without our knowing we're infected. So that once we return home, we can spread it to others. How insidious. Plus, it would make them all suspicious of each other even after they had fought. Zarek cursed.
How do we fight this?
You have to kill the one who infected them.
They turned to Jared, who had spoken in the most deadpan of voices.
What?
Madoc asked incredulously.
Zephra discovered it,
Jared explained.
If you kill the Galu who sired the zombie reverts to normal.
Eros sputtered. Well, that's just stupid. Who would have done that?
The Egyptian goddess Ma'at. The Galu invaded her domain centuries ago, and she modified them to give her people a fighting chance.
Madoc shook his head in disgust.
Peachy, just peachy.
Yeah, Eros agreed. By the way, no one here better tell Maud I said it was stupid. She has a nasty temper, and I don't need a smackdown from her. Jericho ignored his random paranoia.
So how do we determine who infected her?
Zarek shrugged.
Let's kill them all and let Hades figure it out.
Crossing his arms over his chest, Hades gave him an unamused glare.
For the record, I don't clean up after you bastards, and no Galu is coming near my domain. That's all I need is a realm full of infected dead. That has